All right, talk a little college football. The college football playoff will switch to straight seeding, giving the top four teams a bye according to record. Is it a smart move? Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Now, Ed, this I think it is a smart move, but is it going to be like the top four seeds or should usually be the power conference teams, right? Like Boise State got a bye last year.
Yeah.
But it, even if you're if you're undefeated and you're in the top four, you go then? That's how they're going to do this? Because the reseeding and all the stuff that went on, I didn't think we got the great matchups we wanted in the playoff last year. I loved the playoff, but it felt like when you were looking at it, I'm going, man, Penn State's got a run right here. They've got it set up to get to the championship. Yeah. They just have to knock off a beaten up Georgia team. And they did everything they were supposed to do to get there. I think we're still going to see the usual suspects in there, but with the expanded playoff, you now have an opportunity where the little guys can get in to say, hey, we deserve to be here. And year after year, we don't know that, Ed. Like, everybody was screaming about Hawaii the one year. They played Georgia in a bowl game and lost, 35-0? People scream about Boise every year, and Utah made the run. I think that Utah team was one of the best teams I've seen from what we would deem to be a smaller school, even though they're now in a power conference, right, technically. Back then, they were in the Mountain West.
The whole college system, sport, it's a little, which certainly up for debate, because you have these conferences, you have some that are loaded. There's Power Five conferences, and then there's Power Five conferences, it's particularly football. So it's like, especially now, they're getting so, the whole thing has just got to, I think it needs a whole gutting and revamping, in my opinion, because it's gotten to be, how many teams are in the Big Ten now?
18? There should be 10, right?
There should be 10.
No, yeah. there's like 18.
18, I think. I don't even remember, and I'm not playing. None of the numbers matter anymore. The regions don't matter anymore. Like, it's Southeast Conference. Really? Are all the teams from the Southeast of the United States? Used to be a Southwest Conference. That's where Arkansas played. Texas A&M. That's where they played. Like, geography doesn't matter. Numbers don't matter. It's all about money. This is stupid.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the beginning of basketball. Did you see basketball?
Uh-uh.
Where he's like, the Lakers moved to the Minneapolis Lakers moved to L.A. where there are no lakes.
It's so funny. You said it. I got to stop for a second. I don't interrupt you, but I'm gonna. When I was making fun of the Chicago Sky and whoever, when you were making fun of the Valkyrie, mm-hmm. how many Valkyries are in California? I was like, how many lakes are in Los Angeles? Yeah. I didn't say it, but I'm like, that's how much jazz is there in Utah?
But that's the other thing that they did. They said the New Orleans Jazz moved to Utah where they don't allow music.
Right. Yes. I'm sorry. Go back.
No, but that was the whole gist of it. It's like, players changing teams. It's the guy holding up the sign saying, I'm so happy to be playing for Minnesota. And the guy's like, Miami, the Snickers commercial.
Well, the Dodgers. They didn't have streetcars. That was from Brooklyn where they dodged streetcars. That's where the name came from.
Is it?
Yes.
You know how things get lost in translation? You ever heard somebody say cold as hell?
Yes, it's cold as hail.
I just found that out this week. I'm like, and you can understand why it got messed up over time. Yeah. It's supposed to be cold as hail.
Right.
It's cold as hail. Maybe it was just a hillbilly thing.
Well, you would think it was a hillbilly thing. Yeah.
But no, like getting back to the college football playoff, I do think this makes it better.
Tough road to hoe? It's not. It's row.
Row to hoe.
It's a tough row to hoe.
It's a tough hoe to row. She's not very good. Her arms are tired. Mom's spaghetti or something. No, but with the reseeding, the top four going, do you think that's a better option than just picking like the conference winners that you think are the best? Because what if the two best teams in the country are in the same conference?
They're usually going to be. And they're going to come from the SEC or the Big Ten. That's just it now.
This goes back to everything I've said about divisions and conferences. Yeah. It's all overblown about, if they win, they should get this. And I get it. You're setting it up for that. But if every team in your conference sucks and you dominate and the other side's got teams that have been beating each other's ass all season long.
Which is exactly what goes on.
Like, what? Why are you going to tell me this team's better than that team because everybody sucked over here?
Yeah. I mean, I love this. I like this topic. I like the rivalry topic. Because, I want to continue with this. We can during the show. But it's like, I do think the best team should go in. And it should be a record, a strength of schedule, things like that. Because when you're in the SEC, you're in the Big Ten, you're playing the best teams in the country all the time. And I don't care if they're even, because you know what? Middling teams in the SEC and Big Ten are better than teams in other conferences who win their divisions.
Those teams storm the field when they beat the middling teams in other conferences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to understand that, and it's not like, I don't want to be the guy saying, oh, the little guy can't do anything. No, because we're all for it. We want to see that run sometimes, but it has to be right. It has to, like, all the years that people were pounding the pavement for Boise State, and then they finally beat Oklahoma, and it was a down Oklahoma team, and I say this all the time, yeah. Like, they won on the Statue of Liberty play, if you remember correctly. They ran that, and everybody's like, what the hell was that? You hadn't seen anything like it? The guy's hand in the air, the ball behind his back. It's just, it's one of those things where people are going to say, hey, I told you so, because they beat a big power school. But they should every once in a while. Like, this is football. Weird things happen.
Well, look, Michigan's back. Well, they were back now. I don't know about now, but under Harbaugh, they came back. Mm-hmm. And but, so did the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. Was that, did they go away because Michigan was, you know, down?
No,
of course not. They're still important. And then they beat them. Well, they finally beat them. But I'm just saying, like, when you look at the conferences, like, you get Georgia, Alabama, all these schools there, Auburn and Florida. They're good all the time, even when they're not good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They're always going to be better than most schools, even when they're having a down year. A school like Boise State, I'm never going to buy into, or not anytime soon. Because we went through this with UCF, we went through it with Boise State, we've gone through it with a whole bunch of these schools.
You still talk to anybody graduating USF, from Central Florida, they tell you they were the national champions.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, you know, South Florida State. I think what USF did was amazing. Mm-hmm. They were a brand new football program. They became a ranked team. It's Florida. You could pick anybody off the street. It's like,
hey, you can run a 40 right fast.
So yeah. It's like, but I mean, they did a great job, but they're still not in the same category, Ohio State or Michigan or, you know, USC or Alabama. They're just not.